Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Welcome to the show today. Thank you so much for joining me, along with my co-host, therapist Ira Lake, Dr. Ira Lake, deacon, preacher, teacher. He has a lot of titles. You have a lot of titles behind your name. You know that?
I do. I earned them.
Yes, you do. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. You have done that. And we're just always delighted to have you on the show. I was telling the listeners last week that you've just been busy. You just finished doing a series of seminars and workshops, and we're just so proud of you. How did it go?
It went real well. In fact, it went so well that I got another invitation October 21st down in Atlanta.
Oh, that is well. You're supposed to be coming back towards this area too to do
That's
a seminar.
Correct. That's going to be like January, February.
That's right. Yeah. Dr. Lake has been on the move, and you know, you can add to his name too, Reality Star, Reality TV. You've been on reality TV. He's an author. He's just doing some fantastic things, and we're just so proud of you and just so happy for all of the things that you're doing and delighted that you were able to be on the show with us today. And last week we talked about, you know, some interesting things on last week, and got some comments in regards to, you know, our topic. We talked, wow, it's been a couple weeks since you've been on the show. I might have to update you on what we've been talking about. I know you were trying to make
it
last
week.
I need to update you. But, yeah, we've just been kind of moving right along. We talked about, I'm trying to read through some comments. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was reading through some of the comments we got last week, and we were talking about, of all things, prenuptial agreements. We talked about prenuptial agreements on last week, and got some comments in regard to that. So, very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. We talked about some of the pros and cons of that on last week. So if you missed that show, everybody just go back and listen to the archive shows. And hopefully you got some good information from that. Today we have another topic lined up for you. I'm kind of excited about this topic. Dr. Lake, you're going to fit right in. I know we're going to get some great points from you. You know, one of the things I like about this show, Dr. Lake, is half the time, most of the time, you don't know what we're going to talk about, and you just tell us like it is. I love it. You know, and I love the spontaneity of it. And I think that's why we get along so well as co-hosts on this show. We're able to feed off of each other, and I think it's just wonderful. And I hope you, the listeners, are enjoying it. And listen, if you have a question or you want to join in, hey, just dial in. I was about to give them my phone number, Dr. Lee. Just call me. Don't call the show. Call me. But if you want to dial in, 215-383-3872. 215-383-3872. Choose option one, and you'll be put into the queue for questions. Hey, listen, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what the title of our show is going to be about today. And just remember, the Marketing Toolkit, we are on this show because we really try our best to build strong businesses so we can put people to work, and we try to bring great programming to you. We really, really do, as it relates to all kinds of topics. My goodness, we talk about some of everything. But more than anything, we definitely want to make sure we provide information that enlightens, informs, and entertains. That's exactly what we try to do right here on the Marketing Toolkit. So when we come back from this short break, we're going to dive right in, right here on the Marketing Toolkit.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Thank you so much again for joining us here on the Marketing Toolkit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's always a delight to have you, always a delight. And for those who are new to the show, welcome. And to all my faithful listeners, I do. I say it every week, and I've been saying it every week for the last, 3 years? Wow, it's been a long time. We've been on the show for a long time. We have a lot of shows that we have done. And I say it, and I'm going to say it again. I just love, 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 love you. To all my faithful listeners, especially those who've been with me since day one, you are the best. Dr. Lake, we are going to talk about an interesting topic today, and I'm going to propose this topic in the form of a question. You ready for the question?
I am ready.
You know what it sounded like when I said that? Are you ready for the question? It sounded like a board meeting. You know when they ask when the leader says, when you're getting ready to vote on something, that's exactly what it sounded like to me. Well, here we go. What's wrong with these kids today? Not just the kids, but what's wrong with people, period, today? I mean, that question has been coming to me. I've been asking the question myself. What's wrong with people today? You know, we have had all this stuff going on in the media. And the question is, what's wrong with people today? But you know what? It just didn't start today. It just didn't start yesterday. It didn't start last week. There's been some crazy stuff going on in history through the years, through the ages, with people who seem like they have lost their mind. You know, even on this day in history, and it's sad to talk about it, but do you know on this day in history, back in World War II, there were 800 children who were gassed to death at Auschwitz? Can you believe that? Yeah, that happened on this day, back in 1944. But not only that, like I said, there's all kind of stuff been going on for a long time. Dr. Lake, you might remember this one. I kind of remember it because it was so crazy. But a former postal worker went crazy and committed mass murder. You remember hearing something like that back around in the 1990s? A postal worker just went crazy. And I think that particular incident, or it may have even been one before that, is where they got that phrase, going postal.
I remember that clearly.
It was awful. And now you have all these, you know, these tragedies that are taking place. But it's not only tragedies with people, but tragedies as far as the weather. And so the question is, what's going on with people today? Well, you know, before adults become adults, they have to go through childhood and adolescence. And so the question is, what's going on with our kids today? Why are they so disrespectful? Why are they so undisciplined? And it doesn't seem like it's just this generation. It seems like it may have been the generation before and the generation before that. But today, Dr. Lake, people, especially adults, are feeling like children seem to think that they have a sense of entitlement, that they're entitled to things. You hear the term, full rotten. You hear the term, oh, she's just loved a lot. You hear a lot of these terms going around. But, Dr. Lake, these children grow into adults, and if they're undisciplined now, the chances of them growing into undisciplined adults is even greater. And I know in your profession you've heard it. What's wrong with these kids today? What's wrong with people today? Do you get that question? Have you gotten that question during your workshops and seminars?
I do. And I one way that I explain it is there has been an intentional, willful, systematic breakup and downgrading of the family.
Oh.
And when you break up a family unit or you systematically devalue it, then you'll start seeing the spillover, maybe not in the first generation, but the second and third generation. You'll see the negative effects of systematically destroying the family. We have no more reverence for it. We don't even believe in the institution of marriage. And there's been an attempt in some communities to get rid of the males. And so all of it just contributes to what you now see, and it just continues to get worse.
It continues to get worse, and we have to also remember, Dr. Lake, who raised these kids? The parents did. You know, as the adult generation, we're asking what's wrong with these kids, but we have to remember somebody raised these kids. Somebody is rearing these kids, these children. And one of the things that's coming out from studies and whatnot, you know, you hear people say, well, they just don't spend enough time with their kids. They don't teach them morals and values. They don't teach them how to respect people. But what we're learning when you hear people say kids need more discipline, parents are too soft. Well, you look at the statistics, anywhere between 65 to 90% of American parents are spanking their kids. So if it's a discipline problem, not that spanking is something that you should do, but I'm just giving you some statistics, and I'm telling you, these statistics, it's probably more than this now. It could be more people doing it now. But parents still do discipline their children. They spank their children. And if it has anything to do with corporal punishment, it's obvious that that's not the answer. You know, and so you have professionals who say that that spanking should be your last resort, that if you have to spank your kids all the time, then there's still a problem. There's an issue, and that does not necessarily contribute to positive discipline. So what is the issue? What's going on? Well, believe it or not, and Dr. Lake, I want to get your thoughts on this. What's being said is not so much that the children are not disciplined or that they're spoiled. The issue is a connection issue. A connection issue. Children being connected and feeling connected to their families and doing things that make them feel connected. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I definitely can see that because starting in the late 80s, going into the 90s, we had this term called the latchkey kids. Parents
That's right.
were moving out to the suburbs and they were going out there because they could afford to buy a house, but they worked 2 hours away. And so kids grew up in homes that there was no time for them. You know, they basically spend it for themselves. They took care of themselves. They had to grow up faster than normal because by the time mom or dad got home, it was so late. There was little interaction, little interchange, and on the weekends, it was about getting ready for the work week. So that generation, the late 80s and 90s, so now what you're seeing is a continuation of the breakdown of the, and I agree with the lack of connection, attachment to parents. And that's where you learn, you see things being modeled, you get corrected. But when they're not there, the parents are not in the home, a child is left up to him or herself. And, again, this is what you're seeing today.
I remember that term, too, the latchkey children, the latchkey kids. I do remember, you know, parents started working more. You started having not just the dad working, but the mom working as well. And children were coming home to an empty house, and they were having to, you know, basically take care of themselves for a few hours until their parents got home. And then, of course, when parents get home, they're just so tired, don't want to really do homework, don't really go out, don't want to go out and play, don't want to, you know, talk, and you're ready to eat and go to bed, you know. And so children now have other options, too. Not only do they have the television, or do they have television, but they also have their phones, their iPads. They have all types of things to keep their minds and keep them occupied and not necessarily spending time with the family. And so people are starting to say now more children and young people, but adults too, don't know how to establish and develop relationships. They don't know how to really communicate and share what they're thinking and what they're feeling, you know, on a one-on-one level. And they're very concerned of how that's going to affect young people and children when they're ready to go into the workforce, and you need to communicate, you need to relay your thoughts and your feelings, and you're concerned. People are becoming concerned about that. So what is happening to the kids today? What's happening with the adults today? How do we get here? And are there some possible solutions as to how we can minimize the impact that negative behavior and undisciplined children and adults can have on our society? We want to talk a little bit more about that when we come back right here, the Marketing Pulpit.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Jay Lee, Reflect Nation, Stand Up, and you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
You are listening to the Marketing Pulpit. And this is Sharon, along with my co-host, Dr. Ira Lake. We're talking about what's going on with kids today. Not just the kids. What's happening with adults today? What's going on? What can we do? Is there anything we can do? So we were talking about the fact that you hear a lot of comments these days that people seem to be so undisciplined. Nobody seems to care about anyone. Nobody seems to be concerned about how the other person feels. It's about me, being selfish and only being concerned about self. And we talk about, you know, is it a problem? Is it because there's a lack of discipline among children? There's a lack of discipline among adults? What's the problem? And it's being said that it's not so much a lack of discipline, although that could be part of it, but a lack of connection. And Dr. Lake brought up a very interesting and accurate point about the fact when we had latchkey children and what that did and the effects that it had on society, you know, and punishment, corporal punishment, does it have its place in today's society? And the fact children don't seem to be fearful of anybody. You know, they'll just, you know, jump up in your face, some of them, if you try to discipline them. And the parents, oh my goodness, some of them can show out if you try to correct or provide guidance to children today. So what's going on and what can we do? A lot of things, I guess, we can do, and these are some things, and we may have talked a little bit about this already, Dr. Lake, I'm not sure, but I just wanted to reiterate it, simply because when you look at the adults in our society today who are, one, disrespectful of women, they're disrespectful of others, disrespectful of people simply because of their race, their gender, or even their profession, it's a problem. Because, you know, of course, this country supposedly was built on equality for all people, everyone being treated equal and being treated fairly. But our children are seeing more and more adults even in the political arena, those who are supposed to be leaders of our society, they're seeing the overt disrespect, the insensitive language that's being used, and the behaviors that are being modeled for our children. And in addition to that, when you look at the programming that's on television, I'm just surprised as to how far we have gone in the direction of lewd behavior, not just in television, but even in commercials, and we wonder what's wrong with our children. Well, I really believe in my heart, connection does have a lot to do with it. And I did a series, I did a talk on another radio show, and I talked about how back in the day, family tradition, very strong, they were stronger and they were important to families. And Dr. Lake, I don't know if people knew that they were traditions, but families, there were a lot of families that did things together. One of them, and I know you know this one for sure, one of them was families used to have a certain time during the day they would come together and eat together. Did that happen in your house or your relative's house, Dr. Lake, where you came to the table, either the breakfast table, the dinner table, supper table, or on the weekend, and you had dinner, lunch together? Uh-oh, hold on a second. Are you there, Dr. Lake? Can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay, I do, yes.
I do remember once a week we would get together, usually on a Friday night, and we would have family dinner together.
Family dinner. And I remember we would do family dinner, we'd do breakfast, and we would do stuff on the weekend. But what I would love to encourage our listeners to do, and tell me what your thoughts are. You know, if we're going to try to make sure that the younger generation that we're rearing today has any chance or any hope, and our families, not just children, but families, period. And your family could consist of just one person, but that's still your family. You could be your family. But getting back to daily, weekly, and even monthly traditions. I know we would go to church every week. We had daily things that we did. And again, as young, when you're young, you don't see them as traditions until you get older and you learn what traditions are. But in our family, we did. We had daily traditions. I remember that, sitting at the dinner table every day. My mother would fix dinner, and we would all sit at the table, and we would talk and discuss things. That was one daily tradition. There were other things that we did. We had weekly traditions. My father and mom wanted to make sure we were in church. We took piano lessons, or we did something, or we went to the park on practically every Sunday. And then monthly traditions. What are some monthly traditions that you do? Whether it could be just going for a walk, a daddy date, father-daughter date. It could be so many things, Dr. Lee. And I'm not sure a lot of families do that anymore. We had devotions. We didn't like going. My brother and I, oh, my goodness. We did not want to go to the devotions in the morning before we went to school. It was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. But we did, and as I look back on it today, I can see the positive effects that it has had. Now, has everything been great and perfect? No, not by any means. But I think what things like that do, it allows you to establish connections and relationships and roots, and it helps you to build self-esteem, positive thinking. It allows you to be able to communicate your thoughts and feelings because of the interactions that you have at home. You're able to interact when you get out into the public with school and on the job. What are your thoughts about family traditions, establishing them in the homes? Is that something that you encourage clients to do and people at your workshops?
I wholeheartedly endorse that. Family mm-hmm. traditions are things that bring us together, that bind us, that attaches us, connects us, and mm-hmm. and then each generation moves it along or adds to it, and so you can look forward to it. We don't
right.
have these kind of things today, and not just in our families, but you know even the traditional things that we celebrate as a country, we make commercialize we.
Absolutely.
Those are some of the things, establishing family traditions. And each couple that I work with, I encourage them to establish some traditions and things that they will hold on to, celebrating
mm-hmm.
birthdays, special days. It binds,
right.
it binds you together, makes you connect better.
Oh, I believe that. I really, really do. And it doesn't have to be perfect. I mean, it doesn't have to be perfect. It could be something just as simple. You know, Dr. Lake, I remember, and it's going to sound so simple, but it meant a lot. My dad would go out and just look up at the stars at night. We would go out together and just look up at the stars at night. You know, he got me a telescope and some binoculars, and we would just look up at the sky. You know, it didn't cost us anything to do it, but it was just a matter of spending that time. My mother, she would go in the kitchen, and I would watch her. She probably didn't know it, but I would watch her doing stuff in the kitchen. She would, she could sew, and oh, I wish she wanted to teach me how. I wish I had learned to do that. But children, it doesn't take a lot for young people. And even if you're a couple or even if you're by yourself, set some traditions for yourself. And if you're not sure as to what kind of traditions you can do, when we come back, I'm going to share a few traditions that you might want to start with your family. Just going to give you some ideas, and then you might think of some others on your own. But family traditions, connecting with your family, your children, your spouse, your friends, is so important. It really, really is.
Yes.
And when we
yes.
come back, we're going to take a look at some suggestions that you might be able to use for your family. That's right, right here on the Marketing Pulpit.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
You are listening to the Marketing Toolkit with me, Sharon, and my co-host, Dr. Ira Lake, and I just want to say thank you so much for joining us. And for the last few minutes of our show, I want to give you some suggestions. Dr. Lake, you feel free to throw some stuff in there, too. But to give you a few ideas of some traditions that you might want to start in your family, like daily traditions. You know, what you say, well, daily traditions, what in the world can we do on it every day? What's your tradition? What about a handshake, a secret handshake or some type of secret whisper something in the ear or secret anything? You can sing a song. You can wake up in the morning and just sing a song. Simple daily traditions that you can do. What about your family meal? Maybe you can't do breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but you might be able to do dinner. Or you might be able to say, you know what, kids, we're not going to have any cell phones for this particular moment. Or bedtime stories. Those are awesome. No phones, no iPads, just family time. And what about a family hug? Hugs are so simple to give. You can do a tradition of making sure you hug your loved ones before they leave, when they get home, or just simply saying, I love you. Great daily tradition. What about weekly traditions? Well, you might want to go to church. You might want to have a pizza night. You might want to have an evening out. You might want to, you know, maybe watch a favorite program during the week. I used to get weekly goodie bags from my dad. Every Friday he had a goodie bag for me, and oh my goodness, we would go through it, and it was just awesome and exciting. You might want to do something like that. And what about having a weekly family meeting? Oh my goodness, that would be great. And what about monthly things that you can do? Hey, you can celebrate birthdays. You can just go for a walk, do a mommy-daughter date, mommy-son date. You can do father-daughter date, or you might want to just go and do a family service day where you go in the community, you do something nice for somebody else, the elderly or the widows. You come up with the things you're going to do monthly. And then what about yearly? Oh, my goodness, people celebrate holidays on Thanksgiving. You may want to celebrate Thanksgiving, Christmas, do gift bags on Christmas. Oh, my goodness, there's so many things that you can do. And if you'd like more ideas on things you can do with family traditions, hey, you know what to do. Just let me know. We're right here on the Marketing Pulpit, and we'll be happy to give you more ideas. And I'm so thankful that you decided to join me today here on the Marketing Pulpit. Well, we do believe that sharing and connecting with your family and your loved ones is very important, so that people can feel like someone cares, someone loves them. And if you don't feel like somebody cares or loves you, we do. We do. Dr. Lake, as myself, we love you, and thank you for joining us. And listen, my dad used to tell me, if you want to be successful, sweetie, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. You don't know it all. So surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. We did that today, and we just want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank my co-host, Dr. Ira Lake, for joining us, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. You've been listening to the Marketing Pulpit right here. My co-host, Dr. Ira Lake, and Sharon. Have a great day.